It was a very long night for voters and candidates alike in Baltimore and across the state as Marylanders headed to the polls to cast ballots in statewide primaries. In Baltimore City, voters chose their picks in three powerful citywide races, but because of issues with Maryland's mail-in voting system, we don't have firm results for those races just yet. WYPR's Emily Sullivan was also up into the wee hours and is on the line to talk us through what we know and what we don't. And Emily, let us start with the former. What do we know?
Well, the Maryland Elections Board released about 75,000 votes late last night from ballots that voters mailed in and dropped off before primary day. So we are still waiting on thousands and thousands of ballots, but I can tell you how things are shaping up according to those early votes. So in the race for Baltimore City Mayor, Sheila Dixon is leading at around 30%. City Council President Brandon Scott has 24%. Mary Miller has 17%. Tharu Vignaraja has 12%. Mayor Jack Young has 7%. And TJ Smith had 6%. Over in the race for City Council President, a little less narrow there. Nick Mosby has 39%. Shannon Sneed has 27%. And Carl Stokes has about 24%. And over to the race for City Comptroller, the heated contest between longtime incumbent Joan Pratt and Councilman Bill Henry. Henry is leading with just under 52% of the vote, while Pratt is close behind him at around 48%. And finally, we can say there's been one victory. Congressman Kwaisi Mfume won over 30% of last night's early returns for the 7th Congressional District. He handily won the special primary back in February to fill out the remainder of the late Elijah Cummings term, and this race was for a full term in Congress.
And of course, all those results in the Baltimore City races are for the Democratic nominations for the positions. Let us talk about the logistics of the election right now. Emily, how were the in-person polls yesterday? Most voting was done by mail, but there were in-person polls.
That's true. And the first takeaway is that it's really difficult to hold an election during a pandemic. When the 6 in-person polling centers opened their doors yesterday morning, they were met with long, snaking lines that held steady through most of the day. The last person casted their ballot just after 11 p.m., more than 3 hours after polls were scheduled to close. All in all, the City Elections Board said that 6,236 ballots were cast in person. When I visited the polling center at the Mount Pleasant Church and Ministries in North Baltimore at 7:30, there were still over 150 people in line. And while I was there, I bumped into City Council President Brandon Scott, who was there talking to voters in the 11th hour.
We know, listen, at this point, this is about being game 7 with 2 seconds on the clock, and that's when I'm at my best. Even keel, come out, try to make the shot. You do your best, and then the citizens will determine what they want.
Scott didn't end up giving public remarks last night because of how late the polls closed. But former Mayor Sheila Dixon did before calling it a night around 10 p.m., and she had some words about how the election was run.
Only part that I'm a little frustrated about, along with some of the individuals who stood in that line, is that we didn't do, or Board of Elections didn't do a better job in educating the public. Because there were people in that line who actually got the ballot at their homes, but they were confused because it said April the 28th, and they felt that another ballot was going to come in.
And the other major frontrunner, according to a recent poll from WYPR, UB, and the Baltimore Sun, Mary Miller, she also expressed her frustration with how voting went.
I mean, people were waiting for hours because they didn't get a ballot, or someone showed me a partial ballot that they got, you know, that was incomplete. But it just is telling me people really care about this election.
So adding to the narrowness in some of these vote counts are problems that arose in the vote yesterday. Let's talk about those, starting with voters whose ballots were marked as undeliverable.
Sure. So when some voters tried to check in at the polls yesterday, they were met with records that said they had already voted by mail, even though those voters had not received any ballots. The State Board of Elections issued a press release about this issue yesterday afternoon. They explained that some of the ballots were marked as undeliverable by the United States Postal Service, but were then categorized as voted and returned in the electronic poll books. They said that those voters were able to cast provisional ballots, which will count, and we don't know how widespread this is just yet, this issue.
And some voters also got ballots from the wrong district?
That's right. City Council districts 12 and 14 border on each other in North Baltimore, around Charles Village in Remington. And some voters in those areas in District 12, they got District 14 ballots by mistake. The City Board of Elections reached out to some voters in District 12 by email yesterday morning to let them know that they may have gotten the incorrect ballots. And like the issue we just talked about, it's unclear how widespread this problem is.
And we'll be learning more about it in the coming days, learning lots of things in the coming days, of course. What will you be looking out for?
Well, as of Monday, 35% of the mail-in ballots were from city voters who did not turn out for any of the last three primaries. That's a pretty strong number. It's a third of the votes. So anyone who tried to target what we call likely voters, they missed out on a big audience. So I think that's noteworthy. And I also think we're going to hear a whole lot about lessons learned these next few days and weeks. Malia Cromer is the director of the Sarah T. Hughes Field Politics Center at Goucher College. She says this cycle has really hit home that Maryland needs to be better prepared for November.
If we're going to be all mail-in or primarily mail-in like we were this time, they need to appropriately account for the folks who just aren't comfortable mailing in a ballot and who prefer to actually go to their polling places. And if that's the case, they need to make sure that they have enough of these polling places open with enough workers at every single polling place that people aren't waiting in line 2+ hours, because that's just no way to have an election.
And finally, and you know, most importantly, when it comes to talking about certifying the election, it could be days before the remaining ballots are counted. Ballots were sent later than anticipated to city voters, meaning they were returned later than anticipated. And ballots had to be postmarked by yesterday in order to count, so it could take a few days for all of them to arrive. And on top of that, officials have been quarantining ballots from 12 to 24 hours after they arrive as part of pandemic-related health concerns. So we'll absolutely need to continue monitoring mail-in ballots as the results are sent in and published.
WIPR's Emily Sullivan has been monitoring Baltimore City elections, and we'll continue to do so in the days to come. You'll hear analysis here on your public radio. Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.